Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Let's open once more to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. We're talking about this grace that belongs to us. Please, let's go. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Please, let's bow our heads. Almighty and everlasting Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you as you guide us through the scriptures this morning. We thank you, Lord of glory, for the revelation knowledge of your word. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power and mind, counsel and fear of God, flooding us even in this place. Thank you, King of glory, as you guide us through the scriptures. Thank you that we won't live here the same way as we have come, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you as you speak through me. I'm but a child. Thank you, Lord of glory, as we hear the voice of your word. Thank you for grace of life flooding our hearts. Thank you, Lord of glory, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are we in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 7. Let's drop down to that sentence, which says, and has been heirs together of the grace of life, in that verse 7 of 1 Peter chapter 3, the sentence which says, has been heirs together of the grace of life. And so we see that we are heirs, and our inheritance is grace of life. Grace of life. It is our heritage, our inheritance. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 9. And we also see there the inheritance spoken of, or eternal inheritance. Let's zero down to verse 15 and let's go. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And so again, we are called, and then we might receive the promise of the promise of eternal inheritance. And so you can see that we are to receive our inheritance even in this earthen vessel. Grace of life, or eternal life and power, they are part of the inheritance in Christ, which you and I are to receive daily. Another word for grace we know is might, power, virtue, strength. In other words, we are to receive grace, grace in every area of our lives. Remember, the scripture says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So you can see from there that we are supposed to be receiving the grace, the power, the virtue, the strength, the might of God daily in our daily lives. In everything we do, we are to receive the power of God. And so you can see we're not supposed to go about looking for the power of God. No. It is already given to us. Christ in us, our hope of glory. The Holy Ghost on the inside of us is the Spirit of Christ, is the same Spirit as Christ. And he is the Spirit of grace. In other words, he is the Spirit of might. He is the Spirit of power. He is the Spirit of Virtue, he's the spirit of strength. So we have the Holy Ghost, God himself dwelling on the inside of us, and we are to receive daily power, strength, might, virtue, also called grace, from him daily. We're not to be going about looking for the power of God. He's already dwelling on the inside of us. So why are we going about looking for him? No, he's on the inside of us if you have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. And so from him, we are to be receiving power daily into every area of our lives. Power that will manifest favor, power that will manifest breakthroughs, power that will help us to do what we can't do in every area of life, at home, at work, in the college, in university, in everything, in our businesses. Power of God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are supposed to be receiving the strength of God, the might of God, daily. Everything that pertains to life and godliness is in that power, is in that glory dwelling on the inside of you and I, and we are to be receiving. That is our inheritance. It is our inheritance to receive grace of life daily from Christ who is dwelling on the inside of you and I. In other words, the power of God is supposed to flood every area of our lives daily. We are supposed to be enjoying his power in little things, in big things, in everything we do. We are supposed to have his power flooding our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's lay a bit of foundation so that we understand some things. Always understand that the person dwelling on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit, is the same glory as of Jesus. The same person is the same glory. Everything Christ does, so does his Spirit. Remember, the Father duplicated himself and called his duplicate Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Now he gave Jesus to us. The scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so the Christ that he gave to us, he duplicated himself. As the Father gives life, so does the Son. So he duplicated himself and gave the second, his duplicate to us, called the Holy Spirit. And so we have to understand the same person of Jesus is also the Holy Spirit. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Please let's go. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's go again. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so we see that the Holy Spirit is one with our Lord Jesus Christ, and he is dwelling on the inside of us. And we know the scripture says, Christ in us, our hope of glory. So we understand why the scripture says that Christ in the person of his Spirit is dwelling on the inside of you and I. The day we accepted Jesus as Lord, this took place in our lives. He gave us a new spirit, and in that new spirit is dwelling his glory, himself, the Holy Spirit. And so we have the Holy Spirit. We have the Spirit of Jesus. The same Christ is dwelling on the inside of you and I. And let us open to John chapter 1 so that we will understand the person, the person of the glory dwelling on the inside of us. Remember, Christ is also called the Word of God. The Word of God. And so we have the Word of God. Remember, the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth. Just as Jesus, who is the Word of God, is the truth. So the Word of God is common to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because they are same glory. They operate by the same word, the same word, according as it is written for you and I. Now, let's look at John chapter 1, verse 14. Please, let's go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we can see that the glory dwelling on the inside of us, the Word of God, also called truth, is filled with what? Grace and truth. Is filled with power, is filled with might, is filled with strength, is filled with virtue. So power is in the glory. Christ in us, our hope of glory. The Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us is filled with power. And he's also in our midst. So inside the glory of God is limitless power, virtue, strength, might. And then also his life. Remember, it is the Spirit that gives life. The words that I speak, they are spirit and truth. And so again, in that same glory is life. Remember, truth, the Word of God is what? Life. And so, and the Spirit of God is also what? Life. And the another name for the Spirit of God is the glory of God. And so, in God is grace and life together. God is the power of himself. God is the life of himself. So we cannot separate God from his word, nor can we separate God from his power. God is the word of himself. God is also the life of himself. And that is why the Word of God is also called the Word of life and the Word of his power. Because God and his Word are one and the same. So now we are understanding the person dwelling on the inside of us. He is filled with power. He is filled with life. He is spirit. He is the glory of himself. He is the spirit of himself. He is life. And I tell you, he has given himself to you and I. And he's also in our midst. For he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Son of God, there he is. And so the same glory, the same Spirit of Christ that dwells on the inside of us is in our midst. The same Spirit of Christ, called the Holy Spirit, is in our midst and dwelling on the inside of us. That is grace of life. For he is filled with power, he is filled with grace, he is filled with strength, he is filled with might, he is filled with life. Now you understand why we are inheritors of grace of life. We are inheritors of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is our inheritance, and he is grace of life. And we are to drink, we are to partake of grace, grace of life flowing from him daily. Remember, the scripture says in John chapter 7 that he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. Talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ that was yet to be given at that time, because he had not yet gone to the cross to died for our sins and being raised up. But now he is raised up. The Holy Spirit is given unto you and I. And the day we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, not only do we have a new spirit man, a righteous spirit man, dwelling in that righteous spirit man is our God, the Holy Ghost, the same Spirit of Christ. Jesus duplicated himself and gave himself to you and I. As many as believe on him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God. To them gave he power. In other words, the Holy Spirit. That power is with life, for God is life. The power of God is living power, not just innate power like petroleum now. No! The power of God is with himself every time. And so we have the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of us and in our midst, and he is grace of life. He is filled with all the power of God and all the life of God together. The same glory that made the heavens and the earth. The same glory, the same Holy Spirit, the same Spirit of God that raised up Christ is what we're talking about. He's dwelling on the inside of you and I. He's filled with all of grace and all of life. We have to understand this is our heritage, inheritance. And we have to drink. We have to drink of that grace of life. We have to be receiving the grace of life. He has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. But guess what? That life is with power too as well. We have to understand. So he has come that we might have grace of life and have it more in abundance. The life of God is always with all that God is. And we have to really understand our heritage. Our heritage. We are to be drinking of life and grace daily as we are looking into the word of life. For the same word of life is also called the word of power, which is the scriptures from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. Please let's open to Isaiah chapter 43. We will see it had been spoken concerning you and I that we will drink of the grace of life. We will have life, we will have grace, power to do things in every area of our lives. For the scripture says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In other words, we are to be drinking of that life and that power. And that power will be helping us to do what we can't do. As we are partaking of the life of God, so also are we partaking of the grace of God, the power of God, the virtue, the strength, the might of God. We have to understand these things, and it is our inheritance. Please let's read Isaiah chapter 43. Let's take it from verse 18 to 21. Please let's go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. We give God all the glory. That river, living waters. And it is with power. It belongs to us. We are to drink of it. It is all clear there. we are to partake of these living waters. And guess what? That living waters is filled with grace. The same life of God flowing from him is with his power, even as he speaks. And so we see that this is our inheritance. So how do we partake of our inheritance? How do we partake of our inheritance? We need to know. But let's look at another scripture. Before we go into that, we will see it that from the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, the Spirit of Christ, we have not only life, we also have power. Please, let's open to Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Please, let's go. Are we there? Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Please, let's go. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Amen. Let's go again. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. So again, we see from the Spirit of God, the one dwelling on the inside of us, and the one in our midst, we see not only life flowing from him, we see power, the rivers of living waters, the Holy Spirit, according to John chapter 7. And now we have seen it that not only is life flowing from him, but power is also flowing from him. Let's open to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. So you can see that we have the grace of life, the glory of God, the Spirit of God on the inside of us. And in our midst, we are to drink, we are to drink, we are to have grace and life flooding our entirety, flooding our homes. In everything we do, we have the power of God, the life of God to help us. We are supposed to be doing all things by the power of God. We are supposed to be people who do the outstanding things because of the power of God in operation, the might, the virtue of God in operation in our lives. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3. Please, let's read verse 16, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Look at that. In that glory, the glory given to you and I, also called the Spirit, also called the Holy Spirit, you have riches, and part of that riches is the strength, the might, the virtue, the power of God. And look at it, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit. You see, that his Spirit there is another name for the glory. That Spirit of glory is filled with the divine nature, the fullness, and part of what is in that glory or the Spirit is strength and is also life. And so the Holy Spirit, the glory of God on the inside of us, he's praying that we will be receiving strength in inner man. He's dwelling on the inside of you and I. And so again, we see that we should be strengthened with power, with might, with virtue, with strength, by his spirit that is indwelling us the same glory. Christ in us, our hope of glory. So we are to receive strength. We are to receive might. We are to receive power. That is our inheritance. And this power is associated with the life of God. Yes, he has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. We have to understand the life of God is very much inseparable from the power of God. God is power. God is life. The word of God is the word of his power. The word of God is also the word of his life. God and his word are what? One and same. Let's flip forward to Ephesians chapter 6. Let's look at verse 10. And we'll see the same thing. We are heirs of the power of God and the life of God together. We are heirs of the grace of life. You and I, we are supposed to be receiving into every area of our lives the power of God, the God kind of life, the grace of life. We are supposed to have his power in every area of our lives to help us. We can do all things, and we do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Should be your testimony and my testimony every moment of our lives, all of our days on the face of the earth. Ephesians 6, please let's read verse 10. Please let's go. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, a great key. The Lord is that same spirit, isn't it? And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we are supposed to be receiving power. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are supposed to be drinking not only life, but the grace of life. Life and power together. Life and power together. Life and power together. And so how do we receive daily and be drinking daily of this life and power? You and I, we are inheritors. Grace and life is our inheritance. Please let's go back to Isaiah chapter 43. And let's take it from verse 18 to 21. Or else, let's zero down to verses 18 and 19. You will see, linking up to verse 21, speaking of that rivers of living water that is with power that we're supposed to be drinking. Please let's go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Look at that verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Please underline that. Shall you not what? Know it. Shall you not know it? Know what? The word of God. For the word of God is the word of the new things. And in the word of God, we've seen it, that the new things God has done in our lives, part of the new things, says we'll be drinking of that living waters that is filled with grace, filled with power, filled with might. And so, shall you not know it? You can see right from the old, right from time, knowing God is very important. The knowledge of God, the knowledge of Christ, for Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one and same. Knowing God according as it is written. The word of God is the word of the new things. Knowing God. Shall you not know it? And then it goes on to that river. So if you don't know God and believe God, You cannot partake. That is the key. The time we spend looking for power all over the place, we cannot get that power like that. Nothing. Shall you not know it? Is linked with that river. God is the river of himself. He's linked with that glory that pours forth grace of life like a river. Shall you not know God? Shall you not know him? How can you drink of that river if you don't know? Please, let's open to Hosea chapter 6. And you will see the same thing. Let's zero down to verse 3. Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Please, let's go. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Look at a key. He will pour forth himself unto us. He will pour, he will come unto us because we what? We follow on to know him. And because we follow on to know him, we will know. And that's what we're doing this morning as we're searching the scriptures. We are following on to know him. We carry our Bibles daily at home, and we come to church. We also search the scriptures together as we are doing this morning. We are following on to know him. We are reading our Bibles daily under the guidance of the Holy Ghost from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. And we also come together to share the word of the new things. God and his word are one and the same. You have to understand that as we are looking, following on to know him, we are looking into the word of God. God who has written himself down for you and I to know. We are following on to know him. And we shall know. Because we are reading the scriptures daily, diligently, faithfully, looking into the word of God, both at home and in the congregation of the saints, as we are doing right now, we will know. We won't know him by putting our Bibles on the shelf every Sunday. As soon as we get home, we just put the Bible on the shelf till next Sunday. We won't know him. No. We have to diligently be looking into the word of God daily, even if it's one verse. And so again, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. And because we know, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. He will water our lives. He will flow himself into every area of our lives because we know him and we continue to know him, growing in the knowledge of him, and he will pour himself. That himself that he's pouring into our lives is also with grace and with life. And we see that without knowing him, we cannot receive anything of him. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 24. And so we see right from old the knowing and the partaking of the power and the life of God is all clear. Proverbs chapter 24. Let's take it from verse 3 to 5. Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 5. Please let's go. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. A wise man is strong. In other words, those who know their God shall be strong and do what? Great exploits. In other words, as you are knowing, you receive grace of life, power, strength. And then you can do all things through Christ. Through that strength, you do, or he enables you to do great exploits. At home, in everything you do, at work, in everything you do, the power of God is made manifest. Things you can't do, things you don't know, you will find out that by the grace of life, you are able to do, you are able to know. I tell you, you can see a great key. But if you don't know, how can you increase in strength? What I know will not give you strength. You have to know yourself too, so that you'll be drinking the grace of life. We all have to know our God individually. It is the people that do know their God that shall be strong and do what? Great exploits. And so you understand how the Holy Spirit is always leading us to know the Word of God in this church. Because then can we all, individually and collectively, enjoy the strength of God. The strength, the power of God, the virtue, what we need to make the difference in our lives is from Him. And we have it as we are growing in the knowledge of Him. For I tell you, it is what you know of God that you will believe by faith. So if you don't know Him, what do you believe of Him? It is what you know that you will by faith believe. And you won't know if you are not hearing the Word of God daily. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As we are hearing the Word of God now, He is making the same words known to us. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit in our midst, is making us to know the very Word of God, making us to understand, and is also pouring forth faith into our hearts to believe what we know. But if we are not hearing and hearing the Word of God, He cannot help us to know what we are not hearing. We have to hear the Word of God. And we all know that if we don't hear the Word of God, He Himself will not hear our prayers. He will not hear us when we call. In time of trouble, He will not help us. He will shut His ears to our prayers. And so we see a great key. When we are hearing the Word of God daily, and we also come to church to hear and hear the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will help us to understand and know the Word of God that we're hearing daily at home and in the congregation of the saints. He will help us to know the Word of God. He will help us to understand. He will help us to know. And when we continue to know, because we're hearing and hearing, we know that faith is flowing. That faith will help us to believe what we know. And so you can see the link. without the knowing of God, there is nothing we will believe. It is what we know that we believe by faith, and is strictly according as it is written from Genesis to Revelation's Old King James. And so when we are knowing and believing what we know by faith, guess what happens? We access power. We access grace. He will flow himself unto us. We don't have to keep running helter-skelter. We don't have to do funny things. No. Simple. Keep hearing the word of God at home. You come to church to hear the same word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you and I to understand and know the word of God. And from the same Holy Spirit is flowing forth faith. Because we're hearing and hearing the word of God, to know, faith will flow and keep flowing for us to use that faith to believe the very words that we're hearing and knowing. What we're knowing of him, faith will help us to believe. And because we believe, grace, he will flow. He will flow himself into us. We will be drinking of that grace of life daily. He will be flowing. Because we know him, and this is because we followed on to know him, he will come unto us, he will flow himself unto us as the former and the latter rain together. And that rain is the rain of life, is the reign of his power, his grace. And so again, we see a great key. Verse 4 again says, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. When we know God and we're growing in the knowledge of God, he will bless us. Look at how he blessed Abraham, even in the desert. So, wherever you are is not the issue. It is you. Are you knowing God? Are you looking into the word of God? Are you going to church to hear the word of God and grow in the knowledge of God? For what you know of God, according as it is written, will you believe by faith? And look at how knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Verse 5 says, a wise man is strong. In other words, knowledge will strengthen you. The knowledge of God, according as it is written, supplies strength to you. God will strengthen you by his knowledge. Remember, the word of God that we're hearing is also called the word of power, isn't it? And so again, a wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. The strength of God will increase in your life daily. We are talking about the God kind of strength. The strength that made the heavens and the earth. The strength that raised up Christ from the dead. The power of God increasing in every area of our lives, in our household, in everything we do. It is the people that do know their God that shall be strong and do what? Great exploits. So, if you are not growing in the knowledge of God, forget it. You cannot drink of that strength. You cannot drink of that power. And so again, we see a clear-cut understanding of this. Please, let's open to Matthew 22. Let's look at verse 29. We all know the story. The Sadducees and all the Pharisees went to question Jesus about, you know, whose wife will a woman with seven husbands be on the day of resurrection. But look at what he says. Matthew 22, verse 29. Please let's read it. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Please let's go again. Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. Please underline that. So, if you don't know God according to the scriptures, according as he is written, you cannot even know his power. Talk less of enjoying the same power. So, you can see a great key. Let's open to John chapter 4. We know it is the story of the woman at the well of Samaria. And look at what our Lord Jesus, who told her to give him a drink. And the woman was saying, but you Jews don't have anything to do with us Samaritans. But look at verse 10, John chapter 4, verse 10, please let's read it together. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou will have asked of him, and he will have given thee living waters. See a key. If you know, I tell you, then shall we know, if we follow on to know him, and he shall come unto us as the former and the latter rain. Look at this one too. If thou knowest the gift of God, if you know the person dwelling on the inside of you, and I too, if you know the person in our midst, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the gift of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink. Instead you will ask of him, drink. You will ask of him grace. You will ask of him power, might. You will ask of him strength, virtue. You will ask of him life. Every day you'll be drinking of him because you know him. And so, you and I is the same thing too. Because we don't know, instead of asking, we go helter-skelter. And there's nothing there. We still will not receive. But if we are knowing him daily, I tell you, it is like that river of Ezekiel in chapter 47. It started in trickles, isn't it? Then flooding from a stage to ankle height, and then to joint, and then the hip, and then it was a river that could not be waded through. All you need to do is swim in it. And it's the same thing too. When we start to study the Bible and come to church, gradually he will start to pour himself onto us in trickles. And as we continue to increase in the knowledge of him, as the years go by, I tell you, our lives will be flooded with grace of life, with God, who is the river of himself, our lives will be flooded. But we have to start. He will fill our lives. He will fill everything. We will live outstanding lives by his grace. For it is his power. It is he who is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is he filling us with the river of himself, who is grace, who is life. We will be enjoying every moment of our lives his power, his life, for he has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. And that life is with his grace. We have to understand, we are the ones who determine the amount of the grace of life of God in operation in our lives. It is you and I. As a man soweth, so shall he also reap. If you take pains to know him and grow in the knowledge of him, you will reap his grace of life in abundance. So it is up to you. Please, let's open to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And so, we have to understand, we all want to believe God, but we have to know whom we believe. We have to know. If we don't know, we can't have faith to believe. And I tell you, if we are not hearing the word of God daily, and we also come to church to hear the word of God, I tell you, we cannot know. We cannot understand and know if we are not carrying our Bibles daily at home, and we also come to church, even if it's one verse, under the instructive guidance of the Holy Ghost, from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. I use the Old King James together with the Amplified. The Amplified will amplify some of the words of the Old King James, but basically I'm used to the Old King James. And so again, it is you. The people who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. If I know and you don't know, it won't benefit you. What I can do is just encourage you that, look, you need to know God. You need to start looking into the scriptures so that you will benefit from God. He will pour forth himself into your life as you are growing in the knowledge of him. He will help you. He will supply his power. He will supply himself. All the breakthroughs you need, you will get it as you are growing in the knowledge of him. You have to know God yourself. Every one of us, the knowledge of God is the most important, is the excellent knowledge. It is the knowledge with power. It is the knowledge that guarantees the supply of God in every area of our lives. God himself will dwell in that house. God himself will dwell and will manifest himself in that life that is growing in the knowledge of him daily. And so again, please let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Please let's go. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against the day, against that day. And so again, look at verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Now, see a key, verse 12. For I know whom I have believed. Every one of us, this should be our testimony. I know whom I have believed. Do you know whom you have believed? So you can see that knowing and believing, they go together. If you are not hearing the word of God daily and you come to church to hear the word of God, you can't know. You can't know. It is by the hearing of the word of God, even if it's one verse a day, and we come to church to also hear, do we know God according as it is written? Not what we think, but the word of God under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. To know God by his word. To know his power by his word. To know everything of God according as he is written under the guardians of the Holy Ghost is what we're talking about. And I tell you, he cannot help us to know if we are not hearing the word of God. If we look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23, he says there, he will make known his words unto you and I. But we have to be hearing his words. Take your Bible at home, read it, and we also come to church to share the word of God. As we're doing right now, we are hearing the word of God, and he's making known to you and I the word of God. He's making us to understand and know the scriptures as we are going through. He's also guiding us through the scriptures. And so as we are hearing, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What we understand and know, will we believe by faith? So that your testimony and my testimony will be, for I know whom I have believed. For it is what we know of Jesus according as he is written, would we believe by faith? Remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So you have to know whom you believe. You cannot just know anything. It has to be how God knows himself. How God knows himself. That's why we need the Holy Ghost to guide us through the word of God. And so again, I know whom I have believed. So we have to know him. We have to know him. And we understand now why Paul was saying in Philippians chapter 3, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and knowing the power of his sufferings as well. And so again, we see a great key, that we may know him, that we may know him, that we may know him. And we have to understand, as we know him, will we demand, because we believe, what we believe, will we ask him for? So you can see the believing of God and the knowledge of God and the asking, they tie in together. We cannot separate. If you don't know him, that he can do a certain thing for you and I, we will not ask him. We will not ask him. And so again, we see knowing and believing, and then asking by faith, they go hand in hand. And I tell you, we will receive help, because grace of life is forever flowing from him. It's forever flowing from him. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, that you have made provision of your power for us to be enjoying daily in our lives. In every area of our lives, we are heirs of the grace of life. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us and in our midst to strengthen us daily, to supply life, to supply all that you are unto us as we are growing in the knowledge of you. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord of glory. We won't be running helter-skelter. We'll be drinking of the river of your grace, your living waters. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Please, let's open to John chapter 1. And let's read verse 16. John chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Okay, let's go. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Let's zero down to verse 16, and let's personalize it now. And of his fullness have I received, and grace for grace, in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. And so let's use that scripture. All what we need his grace for in our lives, in our household, every divine intervention that we want him to do for us in line with his word, and the breakthroughs, the help in everything, whether at home or at work, any business, even in the lives of our children, grandchildren, our spouses, his grace, we need to perform his will, his purpose and plans in our lives. He will turn things around. Remember, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his plans and purposes. And so again, always realize that the Holy Spirit is in our lives to supply grace of life, to help us with things, no matter how small, to help us with everything that pertains to our lives, in every area of our lives, every household. His grace of life, his power can do all things, his power can sort out things in our lives. And so again, let's understand that we are to be receiving. Instead of struggling with that thing, ask God. Hand it to him. Ask him to supply his grace, his might, his strength, his virtue concerning that area of life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. What we can't do, his grace will do it for us. His grace is sufficient for us. Even in that relationship, his grace, his power, his strength, his virtue is available to help us to maintain godly relationship with one another. We can't do it by ourselves, but his grace is sufficient for us. In our homes, in our lives, at work, in our businesses, Grace, it is the people that do know their God that shall be strong and do great exploits. And so again, God will supply his grace in everything, and he will make everything perfect according to his will, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Even grace to humble ourselves is available. At times, all it needs may be just a little bit of humble pie or humility. But we can't humble ourselves by self. We need his grace to help us to be humble. And so grace is available. Grace is available. Grace is available. Grace is available. At times, it may be grace that we need to think right, and of course, to stop thinking wrongly. If we ask him, Lord, I don't want to be thinking this way. I receive your grace. It is available. Even grace to stop talking things that we are not supposed to talk, and that we know it is contrary to the word of God. Grace is available. We can ask him that, Lord, I want to be thinking and talking the way you will talk and think in this situation. Help me. I receive your grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And of course, in everything we do at home, at work, even amongst friends, even in church, wherever we are, even amongst families, we need grace. Grace, grace to do what we can't do. And of course, his grace is available. And once we ask him and we receive, all we have to do is keep growing, keep looking into the word of God and praying. And as we continue to grow in the knowledge of him, that grace we have received will increase. As we are growing in the knowledge of Christ, his grace will also increase. So all the graces we have received will increase in our lives as we continue to also grow in the knowledge of him. Grace increases in our lives as we grow in the knowledge of him, as we're looking into the word of God daily. His grace is growing in our lives. All this we have to believe. As we come to church now, hearing the word of God, if you've been looking into the word of God daily, as we're hearing too now, grace is also increasing. And as you go home and you continue to look into the word of God, growing in the knowledge of God, grace is also increasing. All this we have to believe, for so says the word of God. And so grace of life will be drinking. You have to now start believing that as you are growing in the knowledge of God, the power of God is growing, is flooding your life, increasing in your life according as it is written, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. And so let's thank him. Let's give him all the glory that grace will be flooding our lives and be increasing in our lives daily, for we believe it so. In every area of our lives, in everything, the grace of life, the power of God is increasing, flowing, flooding our lives, in our household, in everything pertaining to us. As we are increasing in the knowledge of him, his grace that we have received is also increasing in every area of our lives. This we believe and we thank him for, and we receive, and it is so in our lives in the name of Jesus. By faith in Jesus' name, amen.